And this time on Culture File, can we get out of the woods by going into the woods? Artist Deirdre O'Mahony's latest project, Tangled Web at Lismore Castle, sees her leading a series of what she calls investigative trips to perform some deep mapping of the forests around Lismore in an attempt to create a new relationship with place. The project runs through the spring, and last weekend, Culture File's Aoife Gallagher joined one group of locals walking and deep mapping alongside the artist and, leading the way, photographer and naturalist Paddy Dwan.
We must do a dusk chorus out here, or a dawn chorus. Now, they're all linnets. They're little flocks of linnets. So they're a small thrush-like bird. They're kind of nondescript. They have a slightly reddish hint on the breast. But it's a song. It's a song that's beautiful. And there they go. Lovely, brilliant. Thank you very much. The song cue.
It really struck me when I was first invited to be a part of the project was the extraordinary diversity of trees that you get there and the scale of the forests around Lismore. My name is Deirdre O'Mahony. I'm an artist. I'm working here in Lismore on a project for Lismore Castle Arts called A Place for Lismore. My project is called Forest Culture, Tangled Web. And it's really about the human and non-human entanglements that go to make up places. And looking at that through the kind of lens of different types of forest that surround Lismore Castle and the local nearby vicinity.
But the moss doesn't do the tree any harm at all. That myth of the moss growing on the north or south facing, don't ever try and find your directions by that, but you're going to be in a lot of trouble. It will grow where there's light, like a lot of things. That tree is getting oldish now. You see how much moss cover is on it, and the moss grows up with the tree as well. So it's an indication as well of how old a tree can be sometimes, you know, and with the bark as well. So the moss, it's a lovely thing. It's not doing any harm.
There seems to be a specific kind of communication available with the trees that you don't really get with other plants. I think it's very obvious to look at them how old they are, and that has something to do with it. So you can really imagine a lifespan of a tree.
Yeah. In fact, the first walk that we did, the focus was very much on the forest as a kind of marker of time. And that was in the estate forest belonging to Lismore Castle. And, you know, it's one of the oldest kind of conscious plantations in Ireland. So you have trees there that are documented. You know, their planting was documented in the 1770s, 1780s. You have almost the fashions in silviculture present there. So from the earliest plantation through to kind of 18th and 19th century exotic species that would have been brought back from different travels.
The chestnut tree, horse chestnut tree. Well, you know the big flower that's on that? Mm-hmm. Well, that's called a candle because it's like kind of like a candelabra, isn't it? But each of those flowers, the next time you see those in the spring, look at them, and it's one way or the other. So they're all hanging down, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flowers. So have a look at those, and either the stem and the centre part of each of the tiny flowers, which each of these candles is made up of, it's either yellow or pink, one or the other. Now, when that's visited by a bee, it will change from pink to yellow or yellow to pink, so that a bee won't be wasting his time going to visit it again. And also, I'm fertilised, don't be bothered to head off and do visit. But that's how amazing this whole world is that we live in. That we won't waste any time, energy. I'm fertilised, don't bother to be.
This is all taking place over quite a short period of time, really essentially 2 months. For the next 3 weeks, there'll be more walks, which provide the information, the research, the visual information that will then feed into a collaborative exhibition in St. Carthage Hall in Lismore, which will be a kind of archive and mapping of the different histories, the different signifiers and signs of human and non-human interactions in the forests. Because a lot of the work I do is around the future of rural places, and I think forestry has a really big role to play in that. It's not just about the experience of being in a place, it's also about trying to imagine how we might better understand the future potential of a place, and if the countryside is to be more than a destination for people like myself and yourself to come and enjoy the nature, then it has to have an economic future, because it's about more than the countryside being a place to go and experience nature. It's about sustaining rural communities, places like Capoquin and Lismore, as livable, as viable communities that people can live in and work in.
Yeah, and it's also very important that people learn how to move around nature in a way that's not just looking at it. And like, nature isn't something that you look at, it's something that we're all part of, and you need to absorb it in these ways and communicate with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, today you had a really beautiful example of that with the walk that Paddy gave, which was, you know, yes, he was giving us information, but he was also, his ears were so attuned to the sounds of the forest, to the bird, in particular the bird song, that he opened our ears and our eyes to these very quiet moments in the forest that otherwise we wouldn't have been aware of.
Deirdre O'Mahony there, finishing that report from Áine Gallagher. And you heard also from Paddy Dwan. An exhibition based on the artist's forest walks will run from the 28th of February to the 8th of March at St. Carthage Hall at Lismore.